bright light to everybody worldwide. And as always, major blessings to all of my kings, queens, and of course to all of my humongous giants in between. I have great, 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 great news for all of us today. You ready? Here we go. If you are alive today, that means there is so much more in store for you. Period. And with that being said, welcome to the Sugar Service. As promised and hopefully never forgotten and always requested, it is your one and only host, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. We gonna get something right on this brand new Friday night. Now, is that right? You goddamn right. So for those joining us for the very first time, after over 30 episodes, please allow me to explain the vibes. This is a safe space, you heard. Yes, I said it, a safe space, where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news, because we all know this world never has a clue. And obviously, somebody major's gonna stop by, because sugar loves a good chit-chat-chew. I am really, 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 really excited about today's guest, y'all. I just can't calm down for anything. Today, we are being blessed by my good brother, my good sis, my good bro. The God, the movement God himself, Josh Johnson, will be stopping by the Sugar Service today. And if I were you, I would stay as glued as your individual lashes are right now. So with that being said, let's get into some real good stuff for the mind, body, and soul, because it is time for the Word of the Week.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Preach, preach up!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, let's jump right into this good food for thought on this lovely, lovely, lovely day. Allow me to start with this. We all have had our moments where we are not our best self. Yes, even you. Every last one of us has a past, y'all. Some are behind us and some are still living with it. But ladies and gentlemen and everybody in between, guess the bleep what? There is no such thing as a bad resume. Fall forward. Yes, that's right. Don't fall backwards, but fall forward. Every failed experiment is one more step closer to success. Continue to fall forward. Listen up. Who you are today is only a point of reference. Yes, I said it. Who you are today is only a point of reference. Don't ever confuse who you are today with who you will become tomorrow. Let me say that one more time, because I know somebody just turned me the fuck down, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Do not ever confuse who you are today with who you will become tomorrow. Fall forward. I challenge myself and I challenge everyone under the sound of my voice to take your gift and do it over and over and over and over and over again. And I promise you this, your gifts will make room for you. Trust me, I am a witness that frustrations will come and a lot of patience will be lost, but you must remember this one simple fact. Your gifts will make room for you. Service and significance equals success. Okay? Ashe. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, us, they, them. I don't cur. I know that's right. But now that I think about it, I also know what's wrong. Speaking of that, let's hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. Everybody, I'm gonna start with this. RIP to a New York legend and rap pioneer, DJ K Slay. We miss you, we love you, your legacy will live on. Okay, it looks like Cardi and Offset finally chose a name for their expected son. We are anxiously all awaiting the arrival of Wave, y'all. Perfect name, huh? I think so. All right, everyone. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are finally getting married. Finally, because it's also 2002 once again.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community, because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is one of my favorites, y'all. My broker, Michael Feldman, and his real estate team over at Bedford Brownstone Realty. Mike is the broker of my dreams, y'all, and hopefully yours too. He is responsible for putting all the right people back into the legendary Bed-Stuy Brownstones, including your boy, Sugar. So if you are in the market for a new spot to call home in Bed-Stuy or anywhere in Brooklyn, actually, please go see my local hero of the week, Michael Feldman and the team over at Bedford Brownstone Realty, located at 1171 Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. And make sure you tell him your boy sent you for that special Sugar discount, you heard? All right, everybody, I am so excited for my guest. You know why? Because he's in front of me right now. My brother, the only one that matters, the movement god of our lives, the flow of the century himself, Josh Johnson, is in the building. What's up, Joshy?
Hey,
I feel like that was a better interview. I mean, a better intro for sure. What do you think? Was that a good intro?
I'm into it, yeah.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I'm good. Let's go. Chilling. What are you doing?
Nothing. I just got back home. I put the boy to bed.
Wow. You're a father. We love this. So the boys sleep now. God, Josh, I can't believe you're a dad, man. I got to start putting you on the Father's Day list.
Yeah.
For a Father's Day gift. The Father's Day seating. That's beautiful. Well, welcome to the Sugar Service. I have this show because... I don't even know why I have this show, but I have this show because all of my friends are really, really cool and they all are really good examples of the future. And no one allows my friends to speak. They just allow my friends to be around and then they can like a photo of my friends. But this show is for my friends to actually speak and speak of their craft because you guys are all amazing and you guys are geniuses and you're pushing the future forward how it should be. And specifically you, because you're a movement director, a Black movement director, which is not... Well, it is a thing, but it wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing for so long. I think the first kind of like, I don't know, like
you.
Pioneer, you know, pioneer of it mostly probably was Stephen Galloway.
Wow. I don't want to say it, but I'll say it. Shout out to Stephen. I love Stephen.
Mother. Yeah, he took it really far.
He's still going.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow, but so are you. Like, and what I'm talking about, you guys, is... Josh, well, you can explain it more, but I'm just going to talk about my first experience of seeing a movement director in action, because I've also been in fashion for a really long time, and we've never really, like, took movement direction seriously. Like, you know, we just thought we had it in the bag. All right, you got swag, go out and tear it. But like, yeah, there's going to be some sort of choreography, but really, just go out and tear it. But you made us realize that choreography really, really matters, and... Sometimes it's because of that choreography, people could like really, really see the clothes. You know, right. Sometimes because of certain movements, you could really get into like, you could really get into a piece in a dark fashion show or in a place where it's so dark you can't get into anything. Like, you help the designers like show the silhouette for real, which is an insane job. You're basically a stylist on the fashion floor, on the runway.
I mean, yeah, ideally wow. it's like, trying to like match the composition of the collection, you know, like to see what the vibe of the collection is, or like what their goals are as far as like the mood, the theory, the concept, and like how it's supposed to be projected, and then trying to like put that into action in a live sense.
Wow. So like the first meeting, do you go in and you're like, they're like trying to explain the collection. Do you just start moving? You just stepped out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you're in a heel toe. Like, what's the vibe?
I like kind of never actually do anything. I mean, like, I never actually move. I'm like more like
sensei.
Yeah, I just like to more like ride the wave at the same time as everybody else, you know?
Wow. Well, you've been riding the wave for a really, really long time, baby. Like, when did this wave start? Like, when did you decide to be? I guess you were a dancer before you were a movement director, but you're still a dancer. I'll let you tell it, but like, you're a world renowned dancer, actually. when did that start? Like, when did you decide to like take that up for real, for real?
I mean, I was doing some stuff in like 2014 and whatever, but like here and there. But then Virgil actually put me like, he put me in a position to do like creative direction and choreography for one of his shows.
Wow.
And then, I don't know, because he's so like genuine and like letting and like almost like
he's very allowing.
Allowing and like a large spirit that like supports you and like
big trust.
Yeah. So in that sense it was like, oh, okay, well, it can be very genuine, it can be very like loving and caring and also like sentimental and it can be something that is important for the world to see without it being like solely based on consumerism, you know?
Damn, so, Virgil. I mean, I'm not going to hold you. Virgil planted in all of us. Even the grannies he planted. It's just plants. Knowing him, you never really realize it all these years. And then like, you know, I hate this whole like, you got to be going to really realize like so much that's happened. But like so much. I'm still gagging at things that I like. I'm finding out today that happened. I'm like, wow. And I thought I knew it all.
But also just how like like selfless. It's like he's not trying to hold the code. He's just like, he's like, oh, here it is. You know, like that's what it is.
For sure.
Yeah. No, dance has been always a thing. So I'm like trying to figure out how to like communicate that in different ways and different mediums. Like everything that's been taught to me and like how to give it back to the world in an appropriate way.
You've danced, I mean, that's beautiful. You've danced all over this world for many companies, including Alvin Ailey. And you're still dancing all over this world. Like I'm talking to you right now and you're in Zurich right now.
Yeah.
Like you're my most global friend. Josh, you are actually my most global friend. I don't have to call Josh. I don't have to let Josh know I'm coming wherever I'm coming. Somehow, some way, in about an hour and a half, I'm going to see my best friend. Some way, he's going to be around. And I know from then on, I'm going to have a great time. It's insane. You are Europe. I'm surprised they didn't kick you out yet.
I know. I'm surprised, too. I'm like,
I'm waiting for that day. My God.
It's close.
Crazy. All right. You know what else is close? My bills. I'll be right back. I got to pay bill.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
All right, we are back. Whew, Josh. Okay, you know, I always leave this opportunity for other people that want to be just like you. In the future, do you see yourself opening up any sort of like agency or any sort of like, hey, I've traveled this world dancing and I've taught this world to like move through dance and like be themselves through dance and movement? Do you see yourself starting anything like that soon?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean,
how soon?
Really soon. I mean,
no pressure. Ideally,
it's like through the kind of like creative studio that I I'm trying to build right now. Mm-hmm. I would like to like link up with Candace and like do some courses with Cassandra Press and like.
Yes, we're excited to see you in August as well. I'll be there as well, I think.
And then try to like, my mom and my my mentor have like a school in LA that I'm trying to kind of build a branch here, like internationally, so the students can come.
Your mom is such through. An icon.
Yeah, so that so would be cool. Nice to have like an exchange, because half the problem with, not problem, but like half of the inaccessibility of America is like, you don't get to experience the things until it's in your face, you know? So that's like true. If you had a chance in school to like experience another world of your craft in a different place, so you can like test the waters and see what's out there. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really helpful for young people right now.
Wow. Y'all heard it here first, y'all. So they're going to be looking for you because they listen to me. You heard?
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. All right, Josh. Well, thanks for coming to the Sugar Service, baby.
Thank you.
You know, you always welcome here, man. Always thank welcome here. Oh, shit. I got one more question. Oh, my God. How can I forget this question? All right, I do this thing here every week where I discuss what the carry of the week is with my guests, and I'm not going to explain what the carry of the week is to you because you might be the most carrying person I know. So if you don't mind letting me know what you think should be the carry of the week is, we would all love to know.
What's the carry of the week? Oh, Bad Boys LA, episode 2.
Damn,
Bad Boys in Hollywood.
I was trying to avoid it, but honestly, Bad Boys in Hollywood is the greatest show. Bad Boys Club is what it's called. Yeah.
Bad Boys Club
is genius. Zeus Network is so fucking genius. Like, everybody on that show, Gutta is fucking carrying.
It's crazy.
Everybody, Where the Money Reside is on that show carrying. Milan is on that show carrying. The Straight Boys that are on that show is carrying. The press around that show is carrying. Like, the baby's fight being involved in that show is carrying. I don't want to say too much because people haven't seen it yet, but damn, yeah. Bad Boys Club on Zeus Network is definitely.
Security guards carrying everybody.
The styling on the security guards is like literally my muse. Like geniuses. God, yeah. Yes. All right. So Bad Boys Club, y'all are the most carrying people I've ever met and the most carrying people of this week.
All right.
It's time for me to go get my hair done. I love you so much, Josh.
I love you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for coming. Wait, how can everyone find you? Because you know they're looking.
I mean, I guess on Instagram if they want.
Yeah, I heard that. Go find Sad for No Reason on Instagram because he's sad for no reason still. On Instagram.
Always.
All right, baby. I love you.
I love you too.
Later. Bye.
Night.
All right, everybody, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring someone that a lot of people wouldn't think I would ever honor. But you know what? They fucking deserve this. This week, we are honoring the R&B empress known as Ashanti. Ashanti has and will always be an apple in hip-hop and R&B's eye. 20 years in this motherfucking business, y'all. And I'm not gonna hold you. Every bop that Ashanti is on is a certified hit. So for that alone, sis, we honor you and your grace in this industry. Beloved Ashanti, these roses are for you. All right, my sweet, beautiful people, we are finally here at the end of another good time here at the Sugar Service. Special thanks to my amazing guest, Josh Johnson, for stopping by, and special thanks to all of my lovely listeners every week. Hope to see you all next week, same place, same time, right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. Like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalbeck and Yossi Stop. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alex Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Abubay. Help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Hunt. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.